Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Sanine 31, Mbombela 29. Die Tshwane munisipaliteit sê tegniese spanne werk deur nag om skade by die Mooikloof substasie te herstel. Dit kom na ontploffing by die substasie Woensdag wat gelei het tot skade aan die substasie. Vandag is die vierde dag wat dele van Pretoria Oos in die donker sit. Tshwane woordvoerder Landile Mashigu sê elektrisiteit sal weer aangeskakel word binne die volgende paar dae.
Installation of panels is done. Installation of bus bar as well as bus wiring is at 60% towards completion. Pressure testing of transformers and transformer cables has been completed. Installation of control cables is ongoing.
Die Landdroshof in Richards Bay het die voormalige Suid-Afrikaanse lugdiensraadsvoorsitter Dudu Maina se korrupsieverhoor tot 10 Mei uitgestel vir oorplasing na die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg. Die woordvoerder Henry Mamotame sê gee Maina se hospitalisasie as rede aan. Sy en haar medebeskuldigde staan terecht op aanklagte wat verband hou met so wat R300.000 se korrupsie en bedrog verbind met Bosasa. Beide is borgtog van R10.000 toegestaan.
R200.000 was allegedly used to upgrade her Richards Bay premises, while R107.000 was benefited through hotel accommodation and travel expenses for her and persons close to her.
Die president van die ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, is vol vertroue in die party se verkiesingsoorwinning in KwaZulu-Natal na sy besoek. Sy besoek val saam met die EFF, IFP, Action SA, Patriotic Alliance en National Freedom Party. Ramaphosa sê hulle pogings is nutteloos.
The ANC has an overarching presence in KwaZulu-Natal. And all other political parties are trying to nibble at the edges. The ANC has great hegemony here, and we will emerge victorious, and we're going to surprise you and many others. We are going to have a clear majority.
A man in sy laat 30s is dood nadat hy homself vroeër van dese week aan die brand gesteek het buite die hof in New York waar Donald Trump se historiese verhoor gehou word. Ooggetuienis sê die man het pamflette uit 'n rugsak in die lug gegooi voordat hy vloeistof oor homself uitgestort het en het aan die brand gesteek het. En
Max Verstappen wins the Chinese Grand Prix here in Shanghai.
Max Verstappen is die wenner van die Shanghai Grand Prix in China met Lando Norris in tweede plek en Sergio Perez in derde plek. Ek is Emil Pienaar, our top story this hour. The city of Tshwane says technical teams are working around the clock to repair damages at the Mooikloof substation. Jacaranda FM plays more.